You had become most dear to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I welcome you back to school. And today we have the feast of Pope Saint Pius X. And today, on the first day of school, we raise our thanksgiving to this holy Pope who ruled the Catholic Church in the early years of 1900s and who died 100 years ago. Even this day, there are numerous schools in this country which are dedicated to his honor. And how appropriate this is, because Saint Pius X was very much devoted from his first years of priesthood until the end of his days. He was dedicated for education, and especially of education of youth and children. When he was first time appointed as a pastor in a parish, he arranged for the instruction of young and old in the very fundamentals of Christian doctrine, the things which you learn in your religion class and in your catechism. Those were so much dear to this holy Pope that he dedicated his whole life in cultivating and teaching them. Saint Pius X was a very gentle person who truly had a heart of gold, and his concern and help toward the poor and suffering and all the people in need became well known throughout the parish. In fact, his two sisters, who acted as his housekeepers, were often driven crazy because their brother gave away so much of his own clothing and food to the needy that he left hardly anything for himself. Children, when you hear during the school year about the lives of the saints, especially during sermons, remember you are meant to learn from them. In here, learning is not reserved to classroom, but to the church as well. And saints, of which many of you will hear and learn during the course of year, the saints are truly our advocates with God. We have recourse to them in need, in the times of need, to obtain the graces of which we ourselves are in need. By the example of saints, we are inspired to act well also towards others, practice good life and virtue, and becoming good Christians and citizens. Saint Pius X was always renowned for his devotion to the saints. He was always happy when he could celebrate some great feast in their honor and did everything he could to extend devotion to the saints. As Pope, he gave directions to the tribunals of the Church to take necessary steps to canonize, that is, to proclaim saints, a number of very great people, including Joan of Arc, Curie of Ars, Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, and Gerard Majella. Children, as Saint Paul writes to his readers today, also for Saint Pius X, his Christian people became most dear to him. He was truly a universal pastor, taking care of all the souls entrusted to his care, young and old, rich and poor, those who were happy and those who were sad. That's why he was devastated when, during the end of his papacy, a great world war started. The people called this world war a great war, because all the big countries and many small ones were involved in there, and also many countries with lots of Catholics were fighting against each other. as Pope of the people of the world, Saint Pius X loved all, but all the people did not love each other, and that's why there was war, and that's why his golden heart was broken. Because of the war, he fell so ill that finally he died 100 years ago in 1914. For a little moment, the world paused to mourn this great saint, but soon the hostilities started again. So, dear children, imitate saints during your school year. Learn from them and listen to their teaching. You all are soldiers of Christ, and it would be foolish to fight with each other. Saint Pius X wanted all people to keep peace, and during our school year, we, under his protection, should all keep with peace, and should keep peace with each other. You, dear children, are dear people of God, and meant also to be saints. Imitate today Saint Pius X in his own great love for saints. Let this church be one of your classrooms, and the Holy Mass and Communion your most important event of the day. This way you are all good and excellent students, and you also, through your devotion to God's saints, will one day become one. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.